Carol Christensen is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Duluth. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning, Jay.
Is the rain over with?
No more rain for a long, quite a while, anyway.
Oh, really? You survived the rain, I take it?
I survived the rain just fine, thank you.
Well, it's still a mess in Duluth. I don't know where your offices are. Were they underwater?
No, our office is outside of Duluth, almost in Hermantown on Highway 53 outside of Duluth. So We were fine here.
Well, let's talk about what I think is fair to say is a 100-year event like this one. Are they hard to forecast? I mean, can you see this coming?
Well, we definitely saw huge rainfalls coming. 10 inches of rain, well, that was a little bit above what we had forecast. But we did have flash flood watches in effect, and we knew there was going to be some trouble. That's why we had watches and warnings.
Well, what can we expect in the coming week if it's going to dry out? Is it hopefully not too much, or is it?
Well, we don't really see much for rain chances throughout the rest of the week. Toward the weekend, we're getting into some slight chances of some thunderstorms, but like I said, they're just slight chances. So throughout the week, sunshine and high temperatures around 70 to 80.
Let me ask you about go back to the flood thing. I mean, was this one of these things where we got, you know, they're talking about huge amounts of precipitation in relatively short period of time, or was this just a lot of rain over a long period of time?
And rainfall rates were huge.
They were, okay.
1 to 2 inches per hour. And on top of the long duration of the rain, were both contributing factors to this massive flooding that we had.
Okay, well, so let's see. You said the rest of the week looks dry. That takes us into July.
It does take
pretty
us
soon.
Into can you believe it?
Yeah. So what? Any predictions for July?
Well, the July forecast calls for above normal temperatures and near normal precipitation. And I just had a briefing from Peter, one of our forecasters, and he said it looks dry for the 4th of July.
Ah, I was just about to ask you.
I knew that.
Keep your fireworks dry, folks. Right. Okay. We've been speaking with Carol Christensen. She is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Duluth. Thanks again.
You're welcome.